Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We are here for the next 60 minutes. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and it is indeed a pleasure to have all of you all already online waiting for the show to come on. I just want to thank all of my all of the fans that we've accumulated over the last 10 years. Next month, we celebrate 11 years on radio. And I tell you, I just want to thank all of you all, the ones who come out every week. And now we're doing the Friday night show as well. So I want to thank all of you all for tuning in with us and joining us and even during these trying times with the pandemic virus that we're experiencing out here. But this too shall pass. And we've got a great show planned for you tonight. We're not going to delay, because we got a lot of material that we really want to cover. And again, I'm going to bring my co-host on, Camilla Cross. You can go to my website. I have three that you can tune into: drjessewalker.com, drjwalker.com, drjessewalkerinc.com. So I've got my book, After the Passion, Now What. You can know it's also available in ebook, paperback as well. And we're going to be offering a 30% discount on that book, you know, to sort of help with the economy. 30% discount on that book. I had a caller that called in recently and indicated that she received her book, and she said that she couldn't put the book down. So I'm very, that's always music to my ears. It's good to hear that. When I was writing it, I was very passionate about it as well. So that's where you can get my book, and then you can also go to the website and see. Let me go ahead and bring in Ms. Cross, my co-host. Ms. Cross, I'm still traveling, so I haven't been able to get back to my residence. And at some point, I'm sure I'll get back there. My neighbors are taking care of everything for me. Ms. Cross, welcome to the show this evening, and please go ahead and give your commercial.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. I hope everyone is doing well out there in these times. Good. I hope everybody's taking precaution, but at the same time, you know, growing spiritually, emotionally, with your family, you know, using this time, I guess they would say wisely, you know, with our time that we're being at home. So, yes, I am Camilla Cross. I'm a certified anger management specialist. I'm also a master's level social worker. Right now, my website is www.yourworthispriceless.com. You know, I'm actually doing some working with individuals to work on self-care. You know, a lot of people are kind of experiencing anxiety and just stress in regards to some of us, unfortunately, have lost our jobs, kind of just the fear of uncertainty. You know, I've experienced some of that with some of my clientele, so I definitely want to let you guys know that I'm available to you. You can visit my website to sign up for your free 20-minute session. You can definitely give me a call. My number is 954-825-8500. I was invited to do a live on Facebook and Instagram, if you guys are on Facebook and Instagram, on tomorrow. one of the nonprofits called Crawl, Walk, Run from Kings to Queens invited me on to do a, what they call a self-care party, so I'm excited about that. Instagram is going to be at 7 o'clock on tomorrow, and then Facebook, it'll be at 6 o'clock. Again, put in Crawl, Walk, Run from Kings to Queens, and you'll be able to look out for it. So look forward to hearing from you guys.
All right, Ms. Claus, thank you for that. Tonight's topic is bonding during the pandemic. And we're going to go to our story momentarily. In about 2 minutes, we're going to go to the story. You don't want to miss the story. It's an interesting story. And, of course, all the stories are inspired by true stories. And I must put this disclaimer out there. All the information that is given over the airwaves, whether that's the opinions as well, my opinion, my co-hosts, my callers, these are strictly their opinions. And we do not endorse any opinions that are given, and that's even mine. It's just an opinion. I'm not trying to give professional advice or legal advice. If you seek psychology advice or legal advice, I encourage you to seek the appropriate professional in your area for that type of advice. The information presented over the airwaves is for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Anything outside of that is not intended. So keep that in mind. All the stories that we read over the air are inspired by true stories. I've been out here 11 years, but over 35, 40 years dealing with therapeutic stuff. So there's nothing that I haven't heard. All the names, of course, have changed to protect the innocent. If this sounds like it may be your story, it's just an incident or coincidence. But trust me, it's not your story. Whatever you're going through out there, there are probably 100 million other people experiencing the same thing, especially when it comes to relationships. You're not alone. Trust me, Michael Jackson said it best. You're not alone. Ms. Claus, tonight as we talk about the pandemic, you know, that's out there, I find we're talking about bonding. What does this mean to you when I've got that topic, bonding during the pandemic, and then we're going to get to the story shortly after that.
Well, you know, I know that everyone is kind of encouraged to stay home unless it's something that's emergent or unless you have what they call an essential job and you have to go to work. I think that this time where we are kind of, I want to say we're kind of forced to be around each other, though some people it might seem frustrating in the beginning, I think it definitely should be kind of seen as a time of bonding because you get a chance to actually spend time with your kids, you know, even though we got to do this whole, you know, online thing and it's brand new to us, you know, I've heard people share, well, you know, I got an understanding as to how hard it is for the teachers, you know, with having this curriculum, right? Because you become like a makeshift teacher. But at the same time, I'm online and I'm seeing the parents doing videos with their kids. I'm seeing, you know, joyous times with the families. I feel like it just, you know, it's definitely what you make it, you know. I've heard on the other side, you know, not so good stories, but I like to understand and appreciate the fact that we're kind of forced to take a pause from our day-to-day, and that's allowing us to kind of appreciate the things that we, you know, kind of create a gratitude towards the things that we kind of just have access to, you know. And our families are what we have access to, and sometimes we don't really utilize it as much. So I think that it's a good time to bond.
Okay, awesome. All right, we're going to get to the story just momentarily. you know, I'm thinking about bonding, and the reason we get a lot of calls to my office, and my office number is 954-367-6766. I get emails, comments for various topics to do, and we try to accommodate you all. We really do. If you're a business owner also out there, we have just launched, come Thanksgiving, the Dr. Jesse Walker Mini Story Series. This is a weekly publication that comes out. These stories that you hear over the airwaves, you get a brand new one every single week, 52 weeks out of the year, and it carries over to the next year, new stories. So we've been doing this, like I said, for a number of years. And you're also, if you're a business owner, if you take out a subscription, which is only $9.95 for the month, then you're entitled to advertise with us, where advertising may cost you normally $500. It's only starting at $25 a month, $25 a month. That's provided you take out a subscription. So you do the math, and you'll see that the savings is just unbelievable. That's my form of giving back. Ms. Cross, we're going to get right to the story because I've got some callers that really want to chime in here. And it's a very, it's kind of a lengthy story, so I'm going to ask you all to bear with us this evening. The characters in tonight's story, relationship bonding during the pandemic, Gladys, her husband Horace, they have four children, and then they're talking about their extended family. Now, tonight's story is about a couple, Gladys and Horace, their four children, and their extended family as they experience life during the coronavirus pandemic. The four children ages range from 11 to 16 years. Their extended family includes both sides of the family members, Gladys' family and Horace's family as well, including their parents. Now, as things in life have become rather difficult in terms of working and getting outdoors to do simply the routine things, life has obviously become foreign for the entire family. Now, for example, Gladys is working from home, while Horace, on the other hand, has to report to work on a daily basis. And the children, of course, are having virtual classes at home using their laptops. You know, and that's fortunate that the schools have been able to get the laptops out to most of the kids. Excuse me. So outside of their schoolwork, the children are extremely bored because they are, just like most kids, they are complaining of being in the house all the time and missing their friends from school, and even to the point that the friends in the neighborhood, those parents have resolved to keep their children home without any visitors coming around. Now, these changes have brought about a significant strain on the family unit, with Gladys and Horace trying their best to maintain stability under the circumstances. Now, they're both also having to make accommodations for their elderly parents to ensure that they have the necessities and medications for the times. Now, for the past 2 weeks, things have been extremely chaotic around the house, which is causing Gladys and Horace to feel the stress and the strain. Now, as such, Gladys has come up with a brilliant idea to pull the children together with her and Horace to discuss a strategy on family bonding during the pandemic until such time life returns to some degree of normal, whatever that is. The strategy has been implemented for the past week, and things are working like a charm. Now, their household is a lot more peaceful and much more organized, even to the point the family bonding has given the parents a chance to learn more about their children as well as hear them discuss their friends. Now, here are some of the things that they were included in Gladys's strategy. You know, and I say to the men out there, this show, we don't pick on genders, but, you know, you can learn a lot from listening to women a lot of times. They have, it's like, this is just my opinion again, you all. God has given them a sixth sense. They it's like an advantage he's given them. So, you know, they're sharp. They have that innate ability to just think real fast. Now, here's some of the strategies that she came up with. Number one, the family must respect the work hours that the parents have to adhere to and act as if Gladys was at work as well as Horace, who is at work, actually. Number two, continue with their virtual schooling up to a certain time to include completion of their homework, their chores, and a 30-minute reading or news assignment that each child has that is assigned by their parents, particularly on the current issues facing them. I think that that's important. The family follows a daily schedule where they have a meetup, family meetup time for dinner. They have games, discussions, movies at home with popcorn, meditations, that is, contacting extended family members, and, of course, close friends. Now, this strategy, and we're concluding here, this strategy has proved so beneficial that the entire family, including the parents, are pleased beyond measure and says that they could accept this as the norm if it gets to that point. Ms. Cross, I want to start out with this question. Should it have taken a pandemic or crisis for this family or any other family, for that matter, to bond or to find the need to bond?
Well, I think it shouldn't have, but it does, because our lives can be so busy, so hectic. You know, we put ourselves on a schedule intentionally sometimes and unintentionally. So a lot of times we're kind of just crossing paths. Like most of the time we are actually outside of the home. right? So you come home from work, you have dinner, you probably spend maybe a good two to three solid hours with your family, then you go to sleep and it's right back to the norm, you know? So I think that because of that, that does take a lot away from the bonding that families have. You know, this is not like, you know, we look at a little bit further back in the days when the mom was in the house and, you know, when the kids came home, mom was there, dinner was cooked. You know, it just doesn't look like that. You know, the family now has two working parents and the kids have sports and, you know, just so much going on. So I think that now with us being, you know, us having to be in the home, you know, it does allow, I think, for us to develop that bond, which I actually think is a good thing, you know. So
I concur with that. I think it's a great thing as well. You know, I'm even getting stories. I get a lot of calls. I have two lines. Well, I have actually three lines, you know, including my office line, where I get a number of calls all the time where some people are, like, calling and they're screaming, Ms. Cross, and they're saying, you know, help, you know. I mean, husbands and wives and on both cases. Just before I even got on the show tonight, I got a call. And the lady sitting in the driveway at her home, and, you know, and it's like couples are getting on each other's nerves in some cases.
Wow.
And I'm thinking that this is the time to really bond. Because you might have to see each other for a long period of time. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying it's unfortunate. That is kind of the dark side of it, because even though, you know, we want to believe that it's such a joyous experience to spend time with the family, we know, unfortunately, you know, the relationship was not, it wasn't solid enough, and you guys didn't, you don't have a good relationship or good chemistry. It's hard to be in a room with someone for 24 hours that you don't like, you know.
Absolutely.
I could see that being not the most pleasant experience, you know. And even on our show, you know, we talked about, we talk about infidelity a lot. We do. We talk about infidelity a lot. And sometimes,
right,
and I know that we had a caller that talked about kind of finding an outlet with the other, with a significant other. So when you know, I see all these memes on Facebook. It's like, okay, now, you know, you're forced to be with your spouse 24 hours a day versus being with the mistress.
Right, absolutely. I got a call. Speaking of that, I got a call last night. You know, someone is like, they miss their lover, you know, because they got to see their spouse, you know, all of this time. So they having to sneak and communicate, you know, with their lover. And I'm like, this is amazing. It's just amazing. You know, and of course we're not endorsing cheating or anything like that, but the reality of life is people do pretty much what they want to do, and you can't stop them. Let's go to the phone lines just for a second, Ms. Cross, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, we'll come right back. Let's go to 786-863. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live. Who do we have?
Good evening, Dr. Walker. This is Deacon Anderson.
Well, Deacon Anderson, thank you for joining us, Deacon Anderson. We appreciate having you here tonight.
Hey, man, I told you I was going to get you one way or the other.
We appreciate that. Deacon Anderson is a good supporter. He has his radio show that he does once a month, WMBM 1490,
right,
out of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
sir.
I was on that show last week. Was it last week?
You was on the show last week.
Okay, with Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Listen, man, we appreciate you being here. Tell us, Deacon Anderson, assuming that you're married, you know, are you and your wife getting on each other's nerves? And listen, by the way, this show does not endorse or create fights with families because...
Oh, no.
Are you all getting along pretty good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting along real good because, first of all, this is not the time to be talking against your wife or your spouse. You know, this time to be putting together. Now,
right,
if you got kids, you understand? You're on the go. Your wife on the go. You don't put your kids in the extracurricular activity. You understand? I'm looking on Facebook. every day. A lot of these parents can't deal with their kids, but they was making them.
Right.
And I can't say this on the show. I can't say it on my show. But, Doc, some of the things they say about their own children, now that they got to deal with them through this pandemic, Doc, it's unreal. But, you must have structure in your own.
Absolutely.
You taught me that when I came to work with you at Parkway Middle School. You know, you have to have structure. You have to have structure with kids. If you don't have no structure, you ain't gonna have no house. You ain't gonna have no classroom. You ain't gonna have nothing. So
everything is.
What I'm realizing is nowadays these parents, they don't know how to be parents.
No, they don't.
It's creating a lot of problems.
Right. Sorry to cut you. We're going to give you a chance to come back in. We've got a number of calls that are lined up. We've got comments, and I get threatened over here by the producers that if we don't get to these comments, you know, and the show is almost over. We've got about 39 minutes before we conclude the show tonight. Let me take some of the other calls, Deacon Anderson. We're going to ask you to stand by, please. Don't go away. Ms. Cross, this is amazing tonight. I mean, we're talking about bonding. And as Deacon Anderson was saying, you know, some of the parents, you know, they have issues with parenting. And I agree with that. We've done numerous shows on that. But also, I'm getting calls that, hey, how do you deal with these children? And I'm like, those are your kids, aren't they? They're like, when is school about? I'm like, I'm not even at a school right now. And I don't even do the regular school stuff. Why are they going so crazy?
Oh, my goodness. Because you know what? It's unfortunate. Now I feel like the television raised the kids, the school raised the kids, the technology raises the kids. But parents, unfortunately, and I'm not sure, don't throw me on, you know, I have kids myself, but we're not so involved with the kids. So it's like now we are 24 hours having to make sure they did the schoolwork, having to make sure, you know, they did, the same day-to-day household things they need to do. It just looks a lot different. You know, unfortunately for me, and the thing is, I want to say this, though, parents that are out there having to deal with that still appreciate it because I kind of wish that I was able to do that. I work in the hospital setting, so I'm not able to sit and, you know, micromanage them doing their schoolwork because I love to be in control, you know. So it's like now I thank God I have support, you know. My kids are by their dad, but then I'm calling, like, what are you doing? What are they doing? Did you check this? So, you know, some kind of things that we don't even appreciate. You know, we're not grateful for other people would appreciate having it, you know. So
Absolutely. And we're going to speak to some of the issue of the story tonight. Let me go ahead and take another call. We're going to ask all of you all to be patient and stand by. We're going to try to get to as many calls as we possibly can. Let's go to South Florida again, 786-489. You're live. Who do we have with us? And welcome.
Thank you. This is Stephen. How you doing this evening, everyone? Thank you.
Fine. Thank you, Stephen. Stephen, are the people, is there pandemic outside of the pandemic going on, you know, in your area? With households that you know of?
The households that I know of that I've talked to people, most of them are been married 40 years, and I don't sense anything wrong. It's nice. They go out when they need to go out. For, you know, the doctor or the drugstore thing. So this mostly the couples I know are like 25, 30, 40 year seasoned couples. So I don't really run across a lot of that. And I'm a young couple, but I have the situation where I'm 600 miles away from my wife and I'm having them in Miami and she's in Atlanta. So we ain't getting on each other's nerve. We just talk a couple times a day or FaceTime or something, and we good. She's working. I'm just retired doing my little thing, so I'm good, you know.
All right. So y'all bonding that way from a distance. Steve, we're going to ask you to stand by. We got to take some more calls. We're going to try to get back to as many of you all as we possibly can. We'll also go over the comments that you're sending into the studio already. Let's go to Alabama, 205-908. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walker Show. You're live. Who do we have?
Now, this is Jack. Jack, welcome back, Jack. Jack, thanks for calling. Jack, how about the pandemic around, you know, we spoke to the issue of bonding, relationship bonding during the pandemic. How important is that?
I think it's super important, not only bonding during a pandemic, but you're to bond even before pandemic and all. And you find out that now that we're having this major crisis, not only here in the United States, but all over the world, you find people realizing who they are. And like the person said earlier about parents trying to raise their children, they see now what a lot of teachers go through, trying to get mm-hmm. their kids to behave and do their work and all of that. Because it's a hard job for us as educators to try to make sure that the kids stay on task. And that's why we need a major support from the parents and all. So bonding to me is very important, you know, even before this pandemic came out and all. And we have to learn to get together, work together. Now, I've been married for a number of years and all, so I'm not having any problems bonding and all. Matter of fact, we seem like we're getting closer together. I don't have a problem because first thing is a thing about me, and I'm not trying to brag about this, but I just love people. I just love being around people. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy listening to people. I enjoy working with people. So it's not a problem for me to bond.
Okay, awesome. Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by as well. We're going to try to get to as many of you all as we possibly can tonight and then even try to get back to some of you all. Let's go to Atlanta 404-441. You're live on the Dr. Jess Walker Show. Who do we have with us and welcome?
Hello, Dr. Walker and Ms. Cross. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly well.
Yes, this is Elise Thompson. This is the other half of Stephen Thompson, and he was discussing.
Oh, Miss Elise, thank you. Nice to have you join us this evening.
Thank you.
Your husband just gave us a report that you all are over 600 miles apart. So
Yes, we are.
So how's the bonding going along there?
Well,
for you.
Yes, there's two different perspectives here. Stephen, Mr. Bachelor for 40 something years, this is not really that big of an adjustment for him, I don't think. But for myself, you know, I was in a 24 year marriage before my husband passed away. So for me, it's a little different. I'm used to having that closeness and that company. I am glad that we do have a chance to talk and we do FaceTime. And I even have where we do some, we do some reading together over the phone or over the FaceTime, which could be like, books that are talking about marriage or either something spiritual. So, you know, those things have been a help for both of us as well.
Well, awesome.
Oh, that's amazing.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very glad to hear that. Very glad to hear that. We're going to ask you to stand by. We've got a number of callers that are calling in tonight. Let's go to South Florida once again. Let's go to 305-300. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walker Show. You're live. Who do we have with us?
Hello, this is Audrey.
Hello, Audrey. Thank you for joining us. Audrey, how's your household? Are you all bonding or are you throwing pots and pans?
No, pots and pans. No, we are not bonding at all. Oh, my God. It is so bad that my husband thought he had a corona, and the doctor said it was panic attack.
Oh, wow.
That's how bad it is. Yep. Yep.
Well, Audrey, tell us, how long have you been married?
20 years. 20 years.
We
just talking about it, we were going through a rough time, and he always just go in the evening, just dress up and go. And I was fine with that because I don't have to deal with him. And then when this happened, now I'm home. Uh-huh. I have to be home every day. I can't go work. And then we are both home. My 18-year-old daughter decided to run. She said, "I'm not staying here before. I'd rather not go with someone else." So she left.
See, all we're going to ask you to stand by. See, these were the things, and that's why, you know, we got this call when we do this show. And that's why we wanted to find out ways. And let's go back. Ms. Cross, I got to bring you back in here now. Audrey, I'm going to ask you to stand by along with the other callers. If you want to speak to the issue tonight, press 1 on your dial, of course. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can also tune in to this broadcast in its entirety, 20 minutes after we conclude the programming tonight. Just simply go to drjwalker.com or drjessewalker.com. Either one of those will bring you in. Press the play button. Ms. Cross, I got to bring you in here and ask you, see, this is why we wanted to do this show, because we realize that not every family perhaps is bonding. And just like in the story tonight, Gladys came up with that strategy where her and Horace, you know, they got the family together and they started thinking about some creative things to do. So give us something from the behavioral perspective of how you deal with things that families might want to implement as well.
Well, let me tell you, I actually had the pleasure, well, I'll say the pleasure because the kids were amazing, but I was able to do therapy with a set of four kids. And what their mom used to do, because their mom, she kind of had some behavioral things going on too. But what their mom did is through her therapy, she learned about self-care and kind of doing family time. So what she would do is on Fridays, after, I guess, like after school, after the homework was done, after every chores were done, they would have a family night. So every week they would do a family night. So it would either be the movie, like you would watch a movie together, or they would play a game together. And I thought that was so amazing because even through all of the stuff that they were going through, you can actually see the love and the unity that their family had. You know, so, you know, just the little things, just it kind of taught me and showed me how to even be with my own kids. It's funny because I'm there giving them therapy, and I thought that was so forward-thinking for their mom to implement that. Like every week faithfully she had this family time. Like they would do what, like they would pick an activity to do, and they would all do it. And I always thought that was so fascinating because people don't really do that nowadays.
Right, right. And that's along the lines of what Gladys came up with, that structure. And I think, you know, remember last week when we had the show and we touched on some of this last week, and we had the caller that called in and she kept screaming at the kids in the background. And, you know, then there was a comment that came in that kids need a curriculum. You know, a former teacher, you know, said that. I don't know if you recall that or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, structure is good. And that's the thing. Sometimes it's all about the consistency that, you know, that kind of throws you, because we have like ideas that we try to implement, and then if a week something happens that week, it throws you off, and then that's it, you know. That's my gym experience. But it's kind of like, you know, it's all about creating something and then being consistent with it. And I think kids like structure. Kids, we all, as teachers and as educators, I know you guys definitely know kids need structure and they need consistency. So I think, you know, same thing in the house.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's interesting that you mentioned about the consistency because we've got a show upcoming. And the topic, let me just find that. I'm seeing it here now. Could children be confused with foreign culture? Could children become confused with foreign culture? Because sometimes when kids go to a different country and they may be accustomed to culture, certain culture in terms of discipline, and then they come over and they join, let's just say if they're coming from Trinidad, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico is pretty much Americans. But if you're coming from a place like Cuba or Trinidad or Jamaica even, and I've experienced all of this, and where they're accustomed to maybe a certain culture and how they even deal with teachers, and then they see that the kids sometimes over here in America, how they deal, then it's almost like, and I'm not saying this as a negative, but the Americanization of things, then it starts to change when they're not accustomed to that. Ms. Kwan, let me just stop for a second. Let me go to Jack. I believe Jack has worked in the administrative capacity. And let me just ask him if he's ever experienced anything like that when it comes to culture difference, because we're going to touch on this at a later time. Jack?
Yes, I have. But before I touch on that, I just want to give a shout-out to the first responders and also the nurses and doctors and the clerks and the cashiers and people of that nature. And all. I just want to give a shout-out to them. Maybe I've said something already. Yes, I
have. Thank you for that, John.
Yes, I have experienced that with students. I was teaching at that time in my younger days down in South Florida, and it was like a culture shock to some of the children who was coming in from across the waters, coming from Haiti, matter of fact, and the kids would really put them down and make them feel small and all of that. And then some of them, they didn't do that too. And a lot of them had to become Americanized, so to speak. And once they became Americanized, they got engrossed into the same, some of the same things that the regular Americans were doing and all. So, yes, it is more or less a culture shock for a lot of them coming over from across the waters and getting involved with a lot of things that we do here in the United States, the so-called land of the free, the home of the brave.
Yeah. So we're gonna be coming up with that show, if not next week, the following week. All right, going back to tonight's show, bonding during this pandemic. Let's go to the caller, 786-344. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us?
Yeah, Pastor Richard Dunn. How you doing, Dr. Walker?
Doing fine, Pastor Dunn. Thank you for joining us this evening, Pastor Dunn. We appreciate having you. Pastor Dunn, you know, we try to speak nothing but the truth and the absolute truth, so help us, right? So,
Amen. Amen.
You're a man of the cloth. Is it bonding going on in your household, Pastor Dunn? I mean, we just really try to keep it real here. You know, the human element does come out. Is bonding going on in your home, or you having to be home, or you? Does your wife get on your nerves once in a while? You can tell us. We won't tell anybody, even though the whole world is listening.
Yeah, we're on radio, I know. No, we're doing our best, and we're actually, I'm enjoying it, and I believe everyone is. The only challenge I have is, I don't know if you can hear me, but the only challenge I have is when, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Only challenge I have is when I go out and come back in, you know, I may go to get grocery or go to do something, and then it kind of freaks out my better half because she doesn't want me to contract nothing and bring nothing back. But other than that, we've been marvelously fine, watching movies together, eating together, laughing together, reminiscing together. I tell you what now, I don't want to over-spiritualize this, but I believe God has his hand all in this. And if nothing else to help the world, not just America, but the world, inclusive of that, is the church, to bring us back to God. Because right now, he's all we got. And I don't care if you number 45, your money or your power or your position, none of that can help you right now. Only God. And God can speak this thing out of existence by speaking it, just like that.
That's right.
Just like he spoke the world. Just like I don't want to preach, but I can't help it. Just like he spoke the world into existence when he said, let there be, and it was. So he could say, he could say, go back to wherever it came from, and it could be over with. But I believe it's showing all of us that we need him, and watch this, and we need each other. Now, let me tell you something that's very funny. Now, I'll be quiet after this. Isn't it strange that the world was becoming more antisocial, but now everybody wants to socialize now?
when we can't, right?
And we got to distance each other. We got to distance. So it's some underlying messages in all of this. I'm just trying to get it.
Right. Pastor Dunn, we're going to ask you to stand by just momentarily. We're going to take some of the comments. We got a number of comments. We're going to try to get to as many of the comments as we possibly can. I know oftentimes we're not able to get to the comments. That's why we always encourage people to call in at least 10 minutes before the show. Send your comments in, because we go in a sequential order for the comments. Ms. Cross, let's touch on this first one here. We're going to give it to you and maybe one or two other callers. This male writes in about relationship bonding during the pandemic. He says, I'm 19 and never thought I would see something like this facing my generation. Wow, it's scary. I pray my generation has a fair chance of seeing this through. It makes me really want to consider being more loving to my parents. Wow, 19-year-old saying that. To not only my parents, my siblings, other family members, and close friends. Ms. Cross, I mean, we're talking about bonding. He's really thinking as a 19-year-old. What do you think?
Yeah, because you know what? During these times, it's reality. You know, we don't have a certainty as to what tomorrow will look like. You know, the news is saying one thing, the internet's saying another. Like, there's a lot of uncertainty, so I think it's a time of reflection, you know. So it looks like this young man is kind of just appreciating, you know, maybe his family, the sacrifices they're making, the time he's spending with them. It sounds like a period of reflection.
Right. We're going to actually stand by. Audrey, let's bring you back in. and ask you a question. You mentioned that you have an 18-year-old that decided to get out of the house. I know that this you're concerned of her whereabouts. I mean, I know you know where she is, but mm-hmm. this 19-year-old, it says, is making him feel bonded. When you talk to your daughter, is she feeling like, Mom, I miss you, or anything along those lines, and she wants to bond?
Yeah, but when she heard that we were going to be shut in, she said, oh, no, because she knew things wasn't too strong, too good at the house, so she didn't
right.
want to be there. So she wanted to stay with a friend, and the friend mother told me it was okay. So she's okay.
Oh.
I just tell her,
okay.
once she goes, I don't want her back in right now until everything clear, because I don't know who she's hanging around with. So she's
right,
fine.
Right, right.
I think she ran away because she knew. She knew how
yeah.
rough things was, and being locked in, it could only get worse. And as I'm listening to everything and what everyone's saying, and if we get through this, boy, if we get through this, then I'll probably marry him again. But boy, I don't know.
well, we're certainly
I'm
hoping
listening.
So, and we're
listening.
Certainly. We're certainly listening. You're not alone. Trust me, you're not alone. The number of calls that I've received about people that's like, what do you do? You know, a wife is calling, a husband's calling. You know, I'm getting these funny looks from her, and I've never seen that kind of face before because people are like shut down. You know, here, Pastor Dunn, I got to bring you back in for a second because you said something interesting. I got to ask you, you know, when you go out into the store, your wife don't want you to bring anything back. Does she want you to quarantine yourself for several hours or days? Pastor Dunn. That was for you. Okay, perhaps he can't hear me. Let's go over to the phone lines. Steven, let me ask you this here. Let's bring you back in and ask, and then we'll ask, out of all fairness to your wife, we'll ask her the same question. And we since both of you are listening, would you require, when you do see your wife, Steve, are you going to require her to quarantine for 14 days since she's been gone away, but now if she's coming into your state, and then vice versa, we're going to ask Elisa the same thing.
Well, right now, she's working on taxes, and she, a couple of weeks ago, she was, you know, she had hugged some of her clients, and nobody was wearing a mask, so she may have to do a light quarantine, but she's kind of quarantining herself now, but, you know, it's scary, but yet I'm safe where everything's going to be good, you know.
Of course. Elise, so now we're asking you the same question in all fairness to you. If Steve comes to your state, recognize that you're all in two separate states, do you anticipate that he has to be quarantined as well?
No, Dr. Walker. I don't feel the same way towards Stephen.
Okay.
I believe he's covered by the blood of Jesus. And when
okay.
he walks through the door, he's going to be covered by the blood of Jesus. So I don't have those same feelings. So that's me.
Okay. All right, very good. So you're going to go ahead and just hug him down.
I am, as long as he allows me to.
I will. I'll let you hug
okay.
me down.
Grab that man and just hug him. Hey, grab that man and just hug him. And we're not even talking about to death do you part. Just grab him and hug
Amen.
Him down.
Amen.
we're gonna ask you to stand by. Let's go to North Carolina and bring North Carolina in. Let's go to 919-272. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have with us?
Yes, this is Christy. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good, Christy. Christy, North Carolina. Tell me, are they bonding in North Carolina, Christy, or is the people out there just sneezing on each other? What's going on?
Well, I go to the store because I'm the only one in my house that has to go out, so because I take care of elderly, so I'm definitely not letting them go out. And matter of fact, as you said that today, I was in Walmart. I wasn't close to the person, but I don't know who sneezed. But everything looked. I don't know who it was. But I just said, well, Lord, thank God I was away from whoever did it. I don't know who it was. But everybody, like, looked around to see who the person sneezed.
It's like they
and
wanted to shoot the person, right?
I wear, when I do go out, I wear my face mask and my gloves and everything. And
right.
matter of fact, one of my respite ladies bought me today is actually a shield over the mask, and I wear contacts. So I told her,
right.
thank you, baby, for bringing me that. You know, it's a shield over the mask, which covers my eyes and everything. So She said she got this from her mother's job, so I really thank her for that. And I was able to find some material that I'm actually going to make some masks, you know, as soon as I feel a little bit better. I don't feel that good myself right now. And I'm like, Lord, I'm not even saying anything to whatever's going on. I don't know. My body just doesn't feel that great right now. But I know that Jesus' blood, as the lady said, is over this house, and I'm trusting him in all given situations. So, but to refer to Pastor Dunn, Richard Dunn, when he say he goes
right.
out, what I do when I go out, I come back in and I take a shower first before I go around people. That's what
right.
I'm doing, just to be on the safe side, you know.
And you're putting
so
the clothes away,
something...
right? You're putting the clothes away.
Right, and I'm putting the clothes away and everything, and they're not, you know, in my the residence is not in my room or anything, and I actually still wear a mask in the house, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Excellent.
I'm just taking that precaution as well, wearing a mask in the house as well. But,
Christian.
You know, we do have to use common sense with what's going on, so, because God will,
right.
huh?
Amen,
he said.
Oh, okay.
He said amen.
So, but that was my
yeah.
thought.
You,
yes.
Yeah, so we appreciate that, Chris. We're going to actually stand by, and, you know, speaking of Walmart, last week I mentioned on the air that, I mean, this guy sneezed from all the way on the other end of the aisle, and then I ended up turning around and just going out of the – ended up leaving the store. So as a matter of fact, we got a show coming up. The producers just sent this over to me and said, we got a show coming up. And, you know, we want to make some humor out of this here. You know, we still need to laugh. You all agree? We still need
Amen.
To laugh. You know,
yes.
laugh.
Yes.
You know, and because life goes on. And so they're going to do – they want us to do a show on sights and situations that you've experienced during the pandemic. You know, like you can talk about, like, I mean, I'm seeing people with face masks, and they got, like, these air tanks on their back with with these masks on, like they're either scuba diving or they're jumping out of a plane or something. And so you see them walking around in Walmart. I was in Walmart today, and this man had on all his protective gear, and this lady only had on a mask. And I'm saying, well, doesn't he care about her, too? And she didn't have on any gloves. So we got that show coming up as well. You all, we don't want to get off topic tonight. We got about 12 minutes. They're threatening me over here already. Let's go to the phone lines once again. Let's go now to, looks like North Florida, 772-267. You're live on the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have with us and welcome?
June, how y'all doing?
June, thank you for joining us, June. Are you okay, June?
Love you.
We count. You sound like you're just, you know, just waking up or something. Are you okay, June?
I did. The Lord knows I did. I just woke up to try to catch you.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate
you. And we're letting all of you all know, set your alarm for like 30 minutes before the showtime and set it for a minute after each time for the, you know, so it can ring 30 times so that you'll never miss the show again. Is that all right, June?
Okay.
Yeah. June, help us out here now. Talking about bonding during the pandemic. You finding that people are bonding? Are you going to Walmart or Publix or anywhere like that? And, of course, as Jack said, let's thank all the first responders out there. Jack, we appreciate you saying that. Let's thank them because those people don't really have to show up. I mean, they're showing up probably because of the need to get paid. So let's thank them for that, you all.
Yes, we thank all of them for that. And, yes, I've been in Walmart, but I just go in, get what I'm getting, and come out of there. I don't try to hang around talking to anybody. But then you got a lot of people that are friendly, really friendly towards you, you know. You
right.
know, so that's the only bonding I
find,
know. Go ahead.
Do you find if you run across a friend that wants to come and hug you, and we're going to be talking about stuff like this coming up in some future shows, and they want to run up to you, hey, June, I haven't seen you in so long, and they want to hug you. And, you know, it seems like we're not discriminating against the elderly because somebody told me that I was in that category now. So, June, if that's the case, you know, are you going to run away from them or what?
Well, first, when I see someone I know, I just start throwing kisses at them. They know what that means. Don't come close to me. And so I throw kisses and say, hi, how are you? It's so good to see you. And they keep going, too. So, I mean, we know what we come for. We come to get our food and go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, we respect each other that way. I don't hug anyone. I don't do all that stuff right now.
I see. So, Ms. Cross, let me bring you back in. And now we're talking about bonding. But if you're not hugging, how is that bonding? I'm just trying to figure this out. Because I remember, you know, growing up, my mom hugged me all the time. She told me, I love you all the time. And that was bonding. So now we're not hugging. So, Ms. Cross, how can we bond if we're not hugging?
Well, I'm hoping that when you're in your home with your family, you can hug. Is that what you're meaning?
Okay.
I
well,
think
just bonding.
She was meaning like if you see a friend out on the street. But communication.
No, of course.
Yeah, because I don't do
right.
a hugging anymore either.
Okay,
I don't,
right.
you know, I'm on the side of caution. But we do, you know, we do, what is it, air fives. I blow kisses, but I'm not hugging.
So could it be that, watch this now, could it be that I think it's the Japanese and the, was it the Japanese, the Chinese, or the Koreans who bow, and they never really shake hands, but they kind of bow to greet each other, and they don't hug. Could they have been getting it right all along? but maybe not, because you know why? They have some of the China has one of the largest populations, so they don't do it in public, but they do it behind closed doors, because the population is very big. Ms. Cross?
No, I think that's their culture. But, you know, I know
that's
that you know, some people are more affectionate than others. I actually like hugs and stuff. So I don't know if they got
too.
It right. You know, it's about where their culture is.
What their culture is. All right, we're going to switch. We got to take some more of these comments, and then we're going to bring the show to a close. Ms. Cross, we're going to give you the final word. But before we do, let's take about four more of these comments. And then, Christy, let's start out with you. This female, she writes in, she says, wow, I've been married for, talking about relationship bonding during the pandemic. I've been married for 11 years, and being home with my husband every day because of this situation has really made us bond closer. When 2 months ago, we were thinking about divorcing. Wow, that's amazing as our love is rekindled. Christy, let's bring you in. I mean, 2 months ago, they were thinking about a divorce, and now the pandemic has brought them closer together. What are your thoughts on that?
Praise God that, hey, maybe they realized, you know, whatever the situation was, maybe they realized it wasn't as bad as what it appeared to be, and that's what caused them to draw closer. And hopefully and prayerfully, they were praying and asking God to lead and guide both of them as well. So it's possible that, yes, it can happen. Yes, because now they're spending more time. They have no other choice but to spend that time together. I mean, even though they could be doing something else, but they chose to spend that time together, which maybe before the pandemic, then maybe they weren't spending the time like they should have been together. Maybe their thoughts were somewhere else or whatever, or on someone else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Pastor, that's interesting. Christy, that's an interesting perspective. Pastor John, let's bring you in. Just 20 seconds or less, if you don't mind, sir. I know that's hard for preachers. But if you could give us just your thought on, let's say, the couples who are, I'm getting these calls all the time, the couples who can't really get to the people they really love, but they're there with their spouses, what word would you have for them in these times? We know that it's wrong. Pastor Dunn? Okay, let's put him on. Perhaps he'll come back to us. Jack, let's give you that question. The people who are out there, you know, that you know, like I got several calls this week. It's like I really miss the guy that I – and, you know, things are held confidentially. I really miss the guy that I really want to see, you know, and I wonder if he's okay, or I miss this woman that I've really been hanging out with for the longest. And they have a spouse right there at home, and they're just not feeling them. What advice, if any, would you give to them?
Somebody said earlier that – this is a sign of the times that we're living in and that the Lord is about to come. So if they're thinking about somebody else during this time, then heaven help them. because they want to get themselves right. I mean, if you're thinking about that other and you got your significant other there, I like what someone said, and you're And you know, I think it was Chrissy when she was saying that, you know, praise God that they were able to get themselves back together because they were thinking about a divorce. And then all of a sudden now they're bonding more, so they realized that whatever they were thinking about, you know, wasn't that deep. It's really deep now because you see lives are at stake here. A lot of people are losing their lives because of this coronavirus and all. So it should
right.
it should give you a head case. It should increase your mindset with this and all. Think
right.
about what's important in life and what's not so important. Can I just share this one little quick thing real quick? And that is that
sure.
we have to share a lot with each other. And we have to thank God for everything that he's doing for us, even through this pandemic and all. But I just want to share, I heard Pastor Dunn and a few others say that they go to the different stores. But here's something you can do. If you don't want to leave your house, all you got to do is just call the store and have them deliver it to your home. And they will bring it to you on your doorstep. They can bring it to
right.
your doorstep for a little nothing. For a whole week, it's $2.95 at Walmart. $2.95 for the whole week.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
I didn't even know
that's
that.
Very good. Thank you, Jack. We can probably Google that for Walmart, walmart.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Jack, for sharing that. This next comment, Audrey, we're going to give you this comment, and we're going to also switch the same comment over to Elise, both of you all. So we'll start with Audrey. And the comment is, this female writes in, she says, I think in terms of bonding, I think we should all remain hopeful and anticipate the good that will come out of this because we are not alone. God is with us. I'm enjoying the bonding at home with my family. Let's go to Audrey. That's on you first. Your thoughts.
Me?
Audrey? Yeah. All right, you want to pass on that one? We'll go right to Elise. You want to
pass on that one?
Okay. All right, we were trying to help you out there. All right, Elise, let's bring you in. Elise, let's bring you in. What are your thoughts?
I agree with her. I think a lot of good has already come out of this, and I believe more good is going to come out of it. Even with Stephen and I, we have, even regardless of the fact that he's there and I'm here, we still, I believe, have bonded more because of some of the discussions that we've been able to have when sometimes we're
right.
together, we don't even have these discussions. So I think communication is definitely a key in bonding and for people coming together. And as a prominent minister said, it's a season. It's just a season. We're going to get through it.
We'll get through it. All right. June, let's
yeah.
go with the same question to you. I mean, you know, we'll get through this. What are your thoughts, June?
I believe that also what the other caller said. I truly do believe we will get through this. We just have to do the things that we should do using our common sense in all of this. You know, you can't go doing the kissing and all that stuff. Now, I'm not sure about the in the house with your husband and stuff. I don't have one. But as far as the other stuff, I don't have time to think about that because tomorrow ain't promised to me. And,
right.
you know, I just focus
Amen.
On God, and it gives you time to reflect on the Lord and what he's doing and how close that you're getting to him. So I feel
Amen.
It's just all about him right now for me.
All right.
Amen.
Awesome. Stephen, we're going to go with this one here. We got about 90 seconds, and you all, they are threatening me again. And this one, this male writes in, he says, wow, this has given me a greater respect for teachers. He says, for teachers, public health workers, store clerks, and just about anyone who is required to go out to work under these conditions. I include teachers because my five children are running me crazy talking about being bored at home. The bonding is good, but school, hurry up and reopen. You know, what can we possibly say to that one, Stephen? He says, hurry up and reopen.
Well, school don't need to hurry up and reopen. They need to stay out because that's too many kids coming together. And how are you going to put kids 6 feet apart? How are you going to, you know, do that in a classroom? The classroom is already overcrowded. So, you know, school's going to have to be on hiatus for a while and see how the fall comes along. No school. Sorry. That's the way it's going to have to be. Or you would have a lot of infection going on around the world, country, if you let school back in.
All right. Elise, let's jump over to you on this one as well. Elise, it sounds like this man is frustrated with his kids being at home.
Yeah,
any advice for him other than what Steve is saying is not going to happen anytime soon?
Well, it's kind of like what someone was saying earlier, maybe Ms. Cross, but there's things that should have been in place even before it got to this point. Some people are just now finding out who their real children are because they've been allowing, the TV or the technology
exactly.
or the teachers to have to deal with their children, and so now they have to deal with them. So this is actually an experience that he just needs to learn how to deal with his children. That's where I'm at.
Okay, all right. We're trying to take two quick ones real quick. Ms. Cross, we'll give you the last one. Audrey, let's bring you in for this one here. This female, she says, I got an idea from your show last week from the retired teacher on your show and developed a curriculum of daily activities for me, my husband, and four children to do. We are really enjoying the time together and looking forward to the greater good that will come out of this. Audrey, you want to pass on that one or you want to speak to that one? It sounds like they came up with something. Okay. All right. Ms. Cross, we're completely out of time tonight. We're going to ask you all to join us tomorrow night. Ms. Cross, we're going to give you that last one to tell us how good bonding, something good is about to come out of this here. So if you want to go ahead and just let us know, give us your final thoughts on this here.
Well, I just want to say that, while we are blessed with the opportunity to actually be able to spend time with the family, let's at least try. I know that for some it's more favorable than others to be with your loved ones and kind of be on lockdown is what they're calling it. But, life is what you make it. So I feel like if just kind of taking the time to appreciate each other.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. I'm sorry, give us the last part you said, Ms. Cross.
I was saying maybe even some rekindling can happen.
That's what we're looking forward to. That's what we're hoping that transpires in the relationship tonight. Listen, I want to thank all of you all for joining us tonight. Those of you all that we couldn't get to, please try to call in at least 10 to 12 minutes earlier. We do apologize. We were trying to go with the flow tonight. Those comments that we weren't able to read over the air, we apologize for those, but keep them coming. Join us back here tomorrow night for your half-hour inspirational programming, which has been extended now to another half hour, which is going to be an hour. Of course, if you can't join us tomorrow night, join us back here next Thursday for next Thursday's topic. You'll be getting notifications on that. So either until next Thursday or tomorrow night, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
And stay safe.